Legislative business does continue here in Washington, where some of the lawmakers who approved a prescription drug plan may be suffering buyer's remorse. It's been just over a week since seniors began using their Medicare discount cards. That was part of a reform that's been demanded for years. But when the architects of the new Medicare law asked how things were going, they heard of low enrollment and widespread confusion. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Election year politics were as much on display as health policy at the Senate Finance Committee. Republicans were eager to showcase a benefit they hope will pay off for them in November. Panel Chairman Charles Grassley of Iowa insisted that the Medicare drug cards are off to a great start. And Grassley blamed at least some of the confusion seniors are suffering on Democrats and groups that want to see the new law fail.
The drug discount card program has been the target of a deliberate campaign to discredit it and confuse seniors about how it works. This effort is driven and coordinated by those who oppose the Medicare Modernization Act, not because of policy, but because of politics.
But Senate Democratic Leader Tom Daschle told reporters such accusations are groundless.
The seniors are so frustrated, so angered, and so disappointed by this that it doesn't take any coordination by Democrats.
At the hearing, however, Daschle raised a different issue. He said his office got a call from a woman in South Dakota who'd been told that because she was going to get $600 towards her drugs as part of a special benefit for those with low incomes, her food stamps were going to be cut.
And that's a terrible predicament for someone with an annual income of under $12,600. Take your pick, food or drugs. If her food stamps are reduced, that's just unacceptable.
Medicare Administrator Mark McClellan insisted that South Dakota officials are misinterpreting the law.
The Medicare Modernization Act states that these new benefits, especially the low benefits for low-income beneficiaries, cannot take away any existing federal benefits that our low-income beneficiaries already enjoy.
And McClellan kept up his claims that the cards are a boon to the nation's seniors.
In short, millions of beneficiaries who are now struggling to pay for their drugs and pay for other basic necessities can get literally thousands of dollars in help right now.
But even those who supported the law, like North Dakota Democrat Kent Conrad, are beginning to voice doubts.
I voted for this bill, and I thought it was in the interest of the people that I represent to support it. On the other hand, I've just been home two of the last 3 weeks, and I really have gotten a lot of blowback on the drug discount card.
Conrad said he's introducing a bill to simplify the card program. It would cut the number of cards available to each beneficiary from more than 40 in many cases to only 3. The bill would also bar card sponsors from dropping coverage of particular drugs or reducing discounts after beneficiaries are locked into the programs. Republican Olympia Snow of Maine, who also voted for the law, has also introduced legislation to change it. Her bill would allow the government to negotiate directly with drug makers for lower prices. Snow said she hopes the difficulties with the drug card aren't repeated when the card program is replaced with much broader Medicare drug coverage 18 months from now.
I'm very concerned. If we can't get this drug card off the ground efficiently and effectively, I hesitate to think about the future when we're talking about the overall program that's ultimately going to benefit 43 million people, supposedly.
It appeared some senators were as confused as their constituents about how the program works. Wyoming Republican Craig Thomas told McClellan he was baffled by reports of one constituent whose card got her $80 off a $100 prescription, while another woman saved only $10.
So different cards have different deals on different drugs.
That's right, because different seniors have different needs, and you know, there's no one-size-fits-all drug formulary that can work for all of the seniors in this country.
I guess I didn't understand that your needs, the kind of prescriptions you take, might have to do with which card you buy then.
That's right, and it's what has so many seniors struggling to make the right choice. It still appears unlikely that Congress will act to change the program in any substantial way before the election. But if the administration doesn't act on its own, Congress could act to ensure that more low-income beneficiaries are signed up automatically for the card's benefits. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.